let's get back into Atlantis then, because the sinking or whatever happened to it fascinates me. Of course, throughout the ages, as you know, Gavin, people have theorized that Atlantis was a continent, that something happened. They didn't know exactly what, maybe an asteroid hit, whatever. So your contention is based on your research, was that there was a Greek island called Santorini, which was Atlantis. Was it called Atlantis then?
No, you think? It was called Thera.
Okay. And that Thera, Plato was making reference to that.
Yeah.
And then this huge volcano just inundated it. The tsunami wiped it out. When you were on that island of Santorini, Atlantis, did you see any remnants of the tsunami from, the thousands of years ago?
Well, the tsunami originated in Santorini, is the answer, because the tsunami went from Santorini across the Mediterranean and smashed up northern Crete.
Okay, it was the ash from the volcano that did them in.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, absolutely. Okay. Well, now, Plato, if I can just take a moment on Plato. First of all, he emphasizes time and time again that his description in Critias and Timaeus, which are the two descriptions of Atlantis, he emphasizes time and again that it's a true story. It's not a fable. It's not a moral work.
That's right.
It's actually true. Now, what he's describing, first of all, he describes the island people, and he describes people living on different islands. He doesn't describe them living on one island. And the two islands, as I'll explain in a moment why, are Crete and Santorini. Now, what he says was that the people who lived on those islands were literate, that means they had a written language, and that they were very, very skilled metallurgists. They imported copper, and they used it for all sorts of purposes, and they became very, very rich. Now, that part of his description fits just exactly what there is in Crete and Santorini. He goes further, and he describes the two islands. One is round, 12 miles across, which is what Santorini was before the eruption, and one is not quite square. It's oval-shaped, 400 miles long, and it's got mountains in the middle. And the bigger island was the seat of the kings of Atlantis, and the island produced all sorts of fruits and vegetables and perfumes. Now, what Plato has described so far fits Santorini and Crete and nowhere else. There was no other island at all at that time which had written language. The only places that had written language were Crete with its Linear A and Linear B and Santorini. And they were the only islands that where the metallurgy was far advanced. There was metallurgy in other words, making copper and bronze artifacts in Egypt and Mesopotamia, but they weren't islands. So on that side of it, I suddenly realized at the end of my book that Plato was describing exactly what I'd found about the Minoan Empire. Now, Plato goes on to say that in one day and one night, the Atlantic civilization was destroyed.
Gone, wiped out.
It was destroyed because the people got too greedy. Now, that's exactly what happened. The Minoans, and Plato describes them coming across the Atlantic through the Straits of Gibraltar, which were called the Pillars of Hercules, and then attacking Greece. Well, that also describes exactly what the Minoans were doing, bringing copper from the Great Lakes across the Atlantic into the Mediterranean, and they intended to attack Greece.
Now, how did they get destroyed, though, by their own greed?
Well, they were destroyed because the gods...
Ah, the gods did it to them. Okay.
The gods did it. They sent a huge wave which smashed up all their ships and covered their harbors in volcanic muck. And also the sky turned black and so on. So Plato is describing exactly what happened.
Did this happen so fast they could not escape?
No. It didn't. The interesting thing is that they knew it was coming. How do we know? Because the town which has been excavated in southern Santorini, it's a place called Akwotiri, the houses are just as they were when the people fled. So, for example, storage jars, huge storage jars of salted fish and vegetables preserved.
Still there.
It's still there. And they're underneath lintels of the doors, so you can see the people knew a catastrophe was happening. So they moved the stuff where hopefully it wouldn't get smashed to bits in the eruption.
Did they find people in the ash?
No, they didn't. No, not at all. There were no graves at all. No dead people.
That's
strange. No personal. It's absolutely
In Pompeii, of course, they found a lot of bodies.
Exactly. It's quite the opposite of Pompeii, as you so rightly say. There, people are just found as they died on that fateful day in AD,
that's
whatever
right.
It was, 78. But for this eruption in Santorini, they knew it was coming, and they took all their valuables and fled. And I reckon they all got on board the ships, and they went to Crete, where, of course, basically their cities were wiped out by the tsunami.